Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is August 30th, 2012. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. You know, last time I think I said it was 2011. It was like a time machine thing. Anyways, hey, today I'm going to talk a little bit about the stock market, of course. It was down today. We'll talk about Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve. What else? Germany, Bill Gross, Randy Bateman. Who? Yeah, Randy. That Randy. Randy Bateman. Apple, Facebook, Sears, McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. Other stocks, other news, politics. Well, first of all, the stock market was down today. What? In the market, it didn't even seem like it was open the last few days. The market, the volume was low. The stocks really haven't seemed to be moving that much. But we moved a little bit today. What's the reason du jour? Central bank jitters. That's right. U.S. stocks were down. They were hit by thinking that, hey, maybe the Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole gathering could prove to be a non-event. What if they come out again and say, hey, we're at the ready. We'll just, you know, here if you need us. Coach, put us in if you need us. And without really doing anything. Or what if they've already done it? Or what if some of the economic data has been better than expected lately. What if they say, hey, you know what? We don't need to do anything. We'll just keep a watchful eye on it. So the stock market's really been moving back and forth the last few weeks based on stuff the Federal Reserve says. In the last few days, the Federal Reserve hasn't said anything. But today they said some stuff, and we'll get to that in a second. There's also been some comments out of the European Central Bank meeting that, hey, maybe it's just all talk and no action, right? More on that too. So, I don't have anything from the Slope of Hope or Wall of Worry because I didn't do my notes today. Hey, did you know the S&P 500 is under 1,400 for the first time in 4 weeks? I know. Really. I'm not kidding. It's at, I'm going to check the numbers here really quick, 1399, so it's not below by much, right? 1399.48, so it's almost right there. NASDAQ 3048, so it was down 32.1%, 1.05%. The Dow down 0.81% to 13,000.71, so it was almost dipping below. Oil fell today, too, 95.87. Anyway, so what went on in the market today? So Charles Plosser said, and he's the Philly Fed president, right? He said there's no point in another round of Fed easing, in part because it risks a future inflation. So he said, quote unquote, the monetary policy today is at an extraordinary level of accommodation never before seen in history. And there are unintended consequences that we are likely to face. So there you go. A lot of people are talking about that, right? They said, first of all, Japan's had low rates forever. So are we going down that same road? Or are we going to see massive inflation and gold prices spiking and, you know, kind of economic Armageddon? I mean, imagine what happens to the budget deficit, the interest payments that we make on the budget deficit, if interest rates go from 2% to 6% to 10%. I mean, it would just be staggering, right? Just the interest alone. Moneymorning.com. This is from that website, so you know it must be true. Money Morning. I've never heard of that website, so we'll give it a plug. So this is, they quote Bill Gross, the king of bonds. He basically said that, hey, you don't want to be in stocks anymore. Buy and hold strategies are strategy of the past. He said that investors will flat out lose money if they continue employing buy and hold strategies. He basically blames financial repression, quantitative easings of all sorts and sizes, and low interest rates. He says that's going to dominate the timescape for decades, maybe longer. And he says that the stock market's historical inflation-adjusted 6.6% annual growth rate is unsustainable. Well, it certainly has been lately, right? Of course, we are, what, about 12 years in, going in on 13 years of a long-term bear market. We still haven't eclipsed the highs. We've been in a long-term trading range. This is from MarketWatch.com, so you know it must be true as well. Randy Bateman, president of the Huntington Fund, says, if Mitt Romney wins, then we would overweight our exposure to coal. I think I say overexposed, but that's not right. Overweight our exposure to coal. And if Obama wins, he would overweight defense, finance, industrials, and healthcare stocks. You know, I was kind of thinking about this the other day. Coal. Coal's been taking a beating, right? And, you know, basically because they said we can't build any more new coal plants. And as time goes on, some of the old ones will probably be taken down and replaced with natural gas. So how much coal do we need? You know, do we really need? Of course, China's building new coal plants, it seems like, every week, right? But anyway, so that's a thought. I mean, would that turn around? Apple was down today. What? Yep, Apple was down. It was down over $9, 1.43% to $663.87. And so everybody knows iPhone 5 or whatever's coming out next month. No secret, the stock's been running up, probably in anticipation of that, and also after the Samsung verdict, where Apple basically kicked Samsung to the curb. But you wonder, going forward, is this Apple's last hurrah? I mean, what kind of new innovation are they going to have with this iPhone? They put this on the 4G network. Do you ever need to upgrade again? Think about that. I don't know. Facebook. Facebook was down a penny today, $19.09. Seems to be hovering right around the $19 to $20 range, right? Fast Money, CNBC's Fast Money pro, Joe Terranova, said today, Terranova, that was a series that got canceled, right? I'm sure there's no relation. Anyways, he said there are no reasons to consider Facebook a buy and hold stock. He says there's no reliable depending earnings from Facebook that warrant it being a long-term investment. The sales growth trajectory has peaked. It peaked in the middle of 2011. I'm just surprised they're not making a lot of money off me posting pictures of my dog once a week. I just can't believe it. Anyways, you know, I don't go to Facebook very often. It's probably less than once a week, actually. But I'm not a young kid. Maybe they go there more. So, anyways, with all this going on, what am I doing with my portfolio? Actually, I've got more cash now than I had last time I did Audio Boo, which is a couple days ago. But I'm still low beta, low risk. I still think we're in the sell in May period. I don't know if we're going to revisit the lows. I mean, I know we're kind of back into the trading range, even though we're near the top. But so do we go back down? I think we go back down a little, but I don't know. I mean, Bernanke's talking tomorrow, right? So who knows? The market might be up 500 points, depending on what he says tomorrow. And then, I don't know, it's a presidential election year, and sometimes sell in May doesn't work the same as it does in every other year or close to every other year. So anyways, those are the caveats, but I'm still playing it. I haven't really gotten risky. I haven't put money into small caps or, you know, NASDAQ 100 kind of things. So I'm just staying there, staying that way. And I mentioned before, I have a new short-term trading strategy. It's been okay. It started out hot, but it's been a little cooler lately. Of course, stocks haven't done much lately, so we'll see. I'm continuing to do it, but I don't know. Anyways, companies in the news. Hey, Sears was kicked out of the S&P 500. It was down almost 8% today. So who gets added? Lyondell Basell Industries. They were up 3.8%. What the heck do they do? They manufacture and sell polypropylene and a polypropylene compound. So if you need some of those, you know who to go to. I think their ticker is LBY. Don't own any. Don't own any Sears. Does anybody still go to Sears? Have you noticed lately that everybody's kind of trashing McDonald's? It peaked about, what, $102, a little over $102, and hovers in the high 80s right now. Hasn't seemed to gone anywhere lately. They say that growth is in other fast food companies like Wendy's, Burger King, Yum Brands, which is Taco Bell. By the way, I own Yum Brands. But, you know, I think they're probably suffering the same European malaise and maybe even China malaise, and heck, who knows, maybe in U.S. malaise if the U.S. economy is kind of slowing down a little bit. I mean, a little bit, right? You know, it had a great run. The stock had a great run. Stocks don't go up forever. They kind of go up, and then they fall back down to some period, and then they go back up again. So, you know, maybe all the money's out of McDonald's, or there's no more new money coming in. It just is where it is, right? Here's some news on Verizon. At the end of the second quarter, their 4G LTE network, that's the 4G fast speed if you have an iPad or a Samsung phone or Android or whatever, it covered 233 230 million people, and that puts them well ahead of AT&T's network and Sprint's network when it comes to 4G availability. So imagine the iPhone's coming out next month, right? If it's a 4G phone, isn't that going to help Verizon, Vodafone, and hurt AT&T? I mean, I'm probably going to switch from AT&T over to Verizon. And I do own AT&T stock, by the way. Even though I love U-verse, do love U-verse. But I would think they could lose some smartphone revenues. After hours today, did you see Zoomies was down 14%? They missed their bottom line quarter two results. They had higher revenues, but higher expenses as well. And they also lowered their third quarter forecast. Why would they do that? Why would they lower their forecast if things were so great? In the news today, German unemployment grows for a fifth consecutive month. So it is even higher than expectations. So they have a 6.8% unemployment rate. And the economy looks a little weak, right? So, you know, part of the European Central Bank solution is to have, you know, Germany put some bonds out there to float some debt on Greece. And I was reading that, you know, Germany, you work a 40-hour week and you can retire at 67. And they're asking those workers to subsidize employees in Greece who work 35-hour weeks and can retire at 51. Or is it 52? Yeah, 51. Let's just say 51 to make it sound worse. But that's something, right? Wouldn't you think the German population would be a little bit upset about that? I mean, heck, I want to retire at 51. Don't you? So in addition to the Republican conventions this week, the news has been around Hurricane Isaac. Hit New Orleans. It was closer, you know, it was barely a Hurricane 1. And it's raining a lot, right? It's a slow-moving storm. It's raining a lot. Dumping rain. I think they're calling it now a tropical depression. And I've heard in some places today it was dropping like a foot of rain in a 24-hour period. That's just crazy, man. So we're probably going to see a lot of flooding. And probably as that moves up through the central part of the country, but maybe I'm hoping it kind of veers towards the drought-stricken land. They could use a dumping, right? Of course, it'll flood there, too, especially if it's all hard pan. But and heck, the growing season's about over anyways, but they still need some rain. Did you see Randy Roddick, the top American tennis player for the last decade? He's going to retire. He's the last American to win the Grand Slam event. He's going to retire from tennis after the U.S. Open. So, Andy Roddick, that's it, retired. He's under 51, right? Anyways, also in the news today, Iran has doubled its capacity to produce higher enriched uranium at an underground facility in northern Iran, according to the United Nations nuclear watchdog. While continuing to block international inspectors from verifying that a military site won't be used for atomic weapons testing. This is troubling. It's not in the news much. We haven't really heard much about Iran lately, but you know, kind of in the background, there's some worries about Israel and what they might do. And I don't think President Obama would do anything, but you know, President Romney might, right? Or you know, Netanyahu might too. So that's something to keep on the radar. That's one reason I continue to have investments in oil. In addition, I do think the economy is getting better, albeit slowly. So I think that you know, oil's we need oil, and despite the 54.5 MPG. Fuel mandate by, what is it, 2025? I don't think that'll happen. So, maybe it will, I don't know. But we're going to continue to need oil. There'll be more drivers on the road, even if it doesn't happen. Or even if it does happen. Last week's unemployment benefit claims went up to 374,000 in the week ending August 25th. The four-week moving average is now at a six-week high. So a lot of folks filing for unemployment benefits. Well, summer's ending. I mean, sometimes we'll see that spike, right? I don't know if now's the time it normally spikes, but you know, sometimes summer employment contributes to those numbers. But certainly not good to see that number increasing. Not good for President Obama either. Hey, college football starts tonight, right? There's a ton of games. I was going to go through some of them, but there's just too many. I don't know if I'm going to watch those or the Republican convention. I know I'm recording the Republican convention. So in politics today, the Republican convention has been going on this week. I've been recording it and kind of flipping through the speeches. I thought Condi Rice and Paul Ryan's were my favorites so far. You know, you just got to like Paul Ryan. I mean, it doesn't matter what party you are. He's kind of a young, energetic guy. And I know there's a lot of fact-check sites, and they're saying, you know, some things are not right or half-truths or full-truths. Or, you know, today in the social media world, we have instant access to fact-checkers. And sometimes you got to watch their political bias. And it kind of depends what the meaning of is. Let's go back to Bill Clinton saying, because sometimes, you know, you can back these things, and sometimes, you know, it depends on what side of the political aisle you lean on. Sometimes they seem true, and sometimes you think they're full of it, full of themselves. But I thought Condi Rice, I really like Condi Rice. I mean, I don't think she gets enough credit for, maybe she does, but, you know, she's teaching at Stanford now, right? And I thought her speech was great. Really like her. Really like her. And Paul Ryan. So tonight we got Mitt Romney, Clint Eastwood, Marco Rubio, and I'm sure a bunch of others. So I'm recording it. Well, I'm recording it just in case I'm out on a bike ride or walking the dog and miss it. I can kind of skim through it and ignore the commentary and watch the speeches. That's probably what I'll do. So, hey, you can always subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Under the username Muck, just look for Muck in the podcast section. You can find it there. You can go to audioboo.fm and look for the user MuckDog. That works, too. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.